Bloomington City Council members are working to limit the heights of new downtown development. In their ongoing revision of the city's comprehensive plan, council members voted unanimously to remove language that would increase building heights to achieve maximum residential density. In last night's meeting, council member Isabel Piedmont-Smith authored the amendment to strike the language from the plan. She said council members are hearing from the public that building heights downtown are already higher than the community desires.
So I think we need to have more public input before we have kind of a blanket provision in this document saying that we should consider increased building heights.
Bloomington's downtown lies largely within City Council Districts 1 and 6. District 6 Representative Steve Volan and Piedmont-Smith discussed whether her amendment could change the Plan Commission's practice of granting height waivers to developers.
My understanding, and I think we've talked about this before, is that the reason that buildings have gotten built higher than what was allowed by zoning code since 2006 is because of waivers granted by the Plan Commission. Should we not somehow be trying to get the Plan Commission to simply grant fewer height waivers? You know, we still want to use building height as a negotiating tool, but it seemed like they gave it away too often. I mean, how does this really help?
Well, I don't think it either helps or hinders the long-standing practice of allowing taller heights in exchange for some kind of community benefit or perceived community benefit by Plan Commission members. So I think that's something that should be addressed in the updated UDO. If we want tighter standards for giving variances, we need to put that in the UDO. But this also doesn't preclude that.
District 1 Representative Chris Sturbaum says the original language specifying higher downtown development immediately caught his eye, too.
And the thought that came to my mind was, who asked for more height? I really didn't have any constituents talking to me about we need more height downtown. I didn't read in the Mansion Bloomington that there was an outcry for more height downtown. So I'm glad this is struck, and let's go from here.
Piedmont-Smith's amendment did not alter the comp plan language regarding, quote, diversified density calculations, end quote, but she took time to explain the concept.
Currently, we have in our UDO density calculations. We don't just simply count apartments, and we don't simply count bedrooms. We have what's called a DUE.
DUE is short for dwelling unit equivalents. Piedmont-Smith says the ratio between dwelling unit equivalents and the number of apartments or bedrooms in a development is not one-to-one. In her explanation, she references last year's Bloomington Bagel Company's renovation that incorporated micro-studios.
So if you have a 4 or 5-bedroom unit, it's not just a 4 or 5 DUE, it's more. And there are limits on density, of course, in various parts of downtown. So when we, on the Plan Commission, heard the Bloomington Bagel Company proposal for a new building on their old site across from People's Park, and we saw that the studio apartments in that building were really much smaller than what a studio apartment DUE calculation is, we thought, you know, this is still very attractive to people because of its location, but it's smaller, so it's a little bit more affordable. So we'd like to encourage this. But the current density calculations don't really envision something that small. So this is what we're talking about, that let's consider even smaller sizes when we're allowing density.
The council anticipates the city will begin updating its Unified Development Ordinance, or UDO, once the new comprehensive plan is approved. However, City Planning Commission Manager Scott Robinson says another planning document, the city's downtown vision plan, still identifies downtown as an area for increased height as well as density. During the council's meeting last week, Volan said he knows of no plan to revise the city's downtown vision plan to match language in the city's comprehensive plan.